This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. For only the second time in program history, the Western Illinois University women's basketball team is going to the NCAA National Tournament. They now know who they will play in the first round. The trip to the big tournament is a culmination of a season that coaches, players, and fans say has been all about character. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jonathan All reports.
About 250 people are milling about Western Hall, even though it's the Monday night of spring break. They're here to watch the ESPN selection show to find out who WIU will be playing in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Moving on in Tallahassee, the 3-seed Florida State.
Western is a number 14 seed. They will play number 3-seeded Florida State University in Tallahassee on Friday. None of the current Leatherneck players were alive the last time WIU went to the Big Dance in 1995. Head coach J.D. Gravina is in his sixth year running the Leathernecks. He says even before the season started, he could tell there was something special about this collection of players.
This team has the best personality and attitude of any team I've ever coached, and I didn't know if it would translate to wins and losses. And as the year went on, I just kept realizing more and more how important that was. And when we went to make this kind of run and really start believing in each other, that was the thing that got us over the hump.
Gravina says it sounds cliche, but Western's success has been a team effort. There are stars on the team. Junior guards Emily Clemens and Morgan Bloomer have earned multiple awards from the conference and led the teams in points per game. But when it came to taking a three-point shot with time expiring to force overtime in the conference title game, Coach Gravina drew up a play for a bench player.
2.2 seconds left. Leathernecks down by three. Inbound to Hanneman. Hanneman to tie it up. Got it! He got it! We're going to overtime! Hanneman delivers!
Taylor Hanneman started only one game all season, but was called upon to preserve the Leathernecks season. She says it's been about the team all year.
The chemistry, the atmosphere, just the girls and how kind and how much we actually care about one another really does make this team different and unique.
That commitment to team is apparent to the fans as well. Devin Biggs is a WIU senior from Lincoln, Illinois. He plays in the pep band and has followed the team closely for 4 years.
They have been very fun to watch. They are a very special team this year. They care about what they play for, and they trust each other. They don't hesitate to pass the ball to one another. It's like if they're in trouble, they'll pass the ball to another player.
Western is definitely the underdog going up against a nationally ranked program on their home court. But Emily Clemens says there's no reason why Western can't be the giant killer in this tournament and beat Florida State.
I think we can. You know, the tournament, it's March, crazy things happen. With good preparation, we play a good game. You know, I think we can compete with anybody. So we're definitely not going in just to play the game. You know, we want to beat them.
Clemens points out that Western came within one basket of beating nationally ranked Mizzou earlier this season. And if the Leathernecks pull off the upset and beat Florida State in the first round, their second round opponent would be the winner of the game between the University of South Florida and Mizzou. I'm Jonathan All, Tri-State's Public Radio News.